The Naknek Electric Association says hundreds of thousands of dollars were embezzled over several years by a former employee. At least 400,000 of that has been paid back, but some of the co-op's members want to see a criminal prosecution. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more from Bristol Bay.
About 20 co-op members showed up for the August NEA board meeting to hear the latest, which for most members was not enough. NEA Board President Nancy Morris Lyon explained that the board is moving carefully through the process.
It is the advice of our attorney that we, in the interest of looking out for the board and NEA itself, we don't want to make claims that we have not been able to prove yet to stay clear of defamation of character suits in the future.
The former manager in question, not named by NEA during its meetings, is Donna Vukic, who held the job for some 18 years. Vukic worked for the association prior to that as well. She retired in March of 2016 and is currently in her husband's home country of Croatia. But she has since made two lump sum payments back to NEA, described here by current manager Diane King.
There was a payment made of $237,000, the first payment made to NEA. The second one was $168,000.
That's $405,000 that's now been paid back to Naknek Electric. It was made clear during the meeting that that amount is not the full amount that was embezzled, but what the difference is has not been disclosed. King and Morris Lyon were asked by a co-op member in the audience how far back the books had so far been audited.
We've gone back to through 2014, and now we're going back as far as 2010.
Completely. And will we continue to go back if something is found? Will we continue to keep going back?
Absolutely.
Naknek Electric's members are furious about the stolen funds and also upset by what may be a lack of criminal prosecution. Board President Nancy Morris Lyon said a federal investigator had already taken a look and declined to prosecute the case, and that the board was moving cautiously towards turning it over to the state.
We've been advised against it at this point until we know exactly where we're at, because if we do move forward with any legal procedures, we again risk NEA, the membership, the board, in defamation lawsuits. Once we do decide that we've concluded the investigation, have our numbers confirmed, at that point we will be able to choose to move forward or not move forward.
Some of the members accused the board of just trying to get the co-op's money back and cover up the theft, the kind of deal they say lots of criminals would like to get.
If you get caught stealing from a bank and you give the money back, you still go to jail.
That's Fred Pike, a longtime member of the Bristol Bay community. He says he and others will lean hard on the board to take the completed forensic audit and put it into the hands of a state prosecutor.
Hopefully the state will follow through and prosecute this individual. So that it sets an example that we don't tolerate that sort of thing in our small communities.
Vukic spearheaded NEA's failed attempt to produce geothermal energy, a costly endeavor that was started back in the late 90s. The project eventually failed, and NEA settled tens of millions in debt through bankruptcies. Vukic retired from NEA this past spring. The misappropriated funds were discovered in a joint effort by her successor and the independent auditors. Attempts to reach Vukic for comment for this story have not been successful. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.